Today, I'll be looking at the power of pride and humility. Because of the type of dream that we have, we are the most ambitious people in the world. The kind of dream we have, we want to die and rise up again. We want to ascend into the sky and welcome Jesus Christ when he will be coming. Some Christians, not in this fold, even want to go and live with God in heaven and be like God. They don't want to come back here. These are great dreams. And while we are looking at this dream, which is great, to be in the kingdom of God, it's very important for us to look at some things that we ignore, some things that we despise that may bring us down. And because of that, I want to look at how powerful pride is and how powerful humility is. Pride is very powerful. It's very strong. Pride is a force that travels from top to base. The direction of pride is top to base. It brings people that are already up down. It doesn't take anybody up. And humility moves in upward direction. It's an ascending force that takes people from the base to up. And you may ask yourself, you know, we look down on some of these little things. Is pride that powerful to bring me down, having been in church for so long? I've studied the scriptures and I've known a lot about God. Can I come down? Can pride really get into me? Can pride bring me down? Well, according to Ezekiel chapter 28 from verse 13, he told us about Lucifer, how great he was, how God made him with precious stone, and all the diamond and beautiful things that God designed him with. God made him perfect from the day he was created, according to the scriptures, and put him in the holy mountain of God. The Bible described him as light bearer, just like all of us today, because Jesus Christ called us light of the world. So we are also light bearers. And this guy was a leader among the angels. So he was so powerful. But the Bible said his heart was lifted up. I don't know how many of us are perfect yet, but this creature, the Bible said, from the day God made him, that he was perfect. We don't know how many years he lived before iniquity was found in him. But all his life, he lived in the holy mountain of God. What iniquity was found in him? His heart was lifted up. Pride was found in him. And if you go to Isaiah 14, Isaiah 14, verse 12. Isaiah 14, verse 12 said, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground with these within the nations?" This was like a surprise. Could this type of thing happen to someone of this, in this position? Someone that is so strong, someone that is perfect, a man like Lucifer. Can anything bring him down? It was like a surprise that somebody like Lucifer came down. What brought him down? Because his heart was lifted up. Look at his dreams in verse 13. "For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north.
I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet, thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the side of the pit.
He had great ambitions to be like God. His ambitions is not the only thing wrong with this place. The way he wanted to achieve it was also wrong. He said, I will ascend. In John chapter 14, verse 5, Jesus Christ said, you can do nothing without me. You can do nothing without me. So, a lot of things. You have a lot of things that are wrong with pride. In the first place, it brings us down. It brings us low. Secondly, it's false. It makes us feel that we are what we are not. It makes us feel that we can do what we cannot do. It's false. But ultimately, anybody that kills or enters this box that is called pride, it must surely bring you low, because that's the direction it travels. It travels from top to the base. It does not travel from base to up. It travels from the top to the base. And we all have great dreams, like I said. We want to transform from mortal to immortal. We want to be with God. We want to be in the kingdom of God. This is capable of bringing us down. It is capable of bringing us low, so that Jesus Christ will ask us and tell us, I do not know you. You walk out of iniquity. It may not happen now. We may realize it later. So this is what we have to check every day by day in our lives, no matter how small it is, because we need to get rid of this pride from our life, from this path of seeking the kingdom of God. Another powerful force is humility. Like I told you, humility is a force that moves upwards. I described pride. Pride is like the force of gravity. The force of gravity that brings everything that goes up down. But humility is like escape velocity. It's a velocity that's given to an object to escape the influence of gravity. Gravity cannot bring it down. That is what humility looks like. And Jesus Christ said to us that I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life. If you go to Philippians chapter 2, let's see how Jesus Christ did it. Philippians 2. Philippians 2 verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and of things on earth, and of things under the earth. How did God promote him? Because Jesus Christ came down, he humbled himself, he came down to the base, and God promoted him because of his humility and obedience. If we don't come down from where we are, we will not be able to see a brother that is in need. If we don't come down from where we are, we will not be able to see a lot of things that God wants us to do. We will remain where we are, and we will see people that will think that they are at this level. We will be able to come down and see very well and see what God wants us to do with the spirit he has given to us. So we must come down. No matter where you are, if you want to still go up, if you want more promotion from where you are, you must come down. Because the force of humility does not take anybody up from a level. It starts from the base. We must come down We must obey God in order to be in the kingdom of God. And that is how powerful humility is. It's so powerful because it will expose us so much to the word of God and how to obey God. It will expose us so much on how to take care of others and how to walk in this path of God. But Jesus Christ and God, they are humble. Look at how big God is. Look at his creation. Look at everything concerning God. But he is ready and at all time to listen to each and every one of us. Anytime we pray, God answers us. No matter where we are praying from, no matter where we are, he's so humble. He humbles his ears to hear us and process our prayers and send our answers to us. So for us to be children of God, we have to be like God. We have to think like God. But if we want to choose the other path, then I can assure you that pride must surely bring us low. Because in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, pride brought King Nebuchadnezzar down. He was the king of the whole world. Pride brought him down and dragged him into the bush for 7 years. But we don't need that. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 says, let this heart be in you. Let this heart be in you. What heart is he talking about? The heart in Jesus Christ. The heart that makes us humble. The heart that makes us feel that we are the children of God by humility and obedience to the word of God. That is the heart that God recommends that we let it be in us. Not the heart that was found in the devil. A heart that was lifted up. A heart that believed it could do everything, when in reality doesn't have power to do anything. Brethren, I want to encourage us to always check our heart and know when our heart is going up. When our heart is being filled with pride, let us check it. Let us remove it every time, no matter how small or how little it is. Because if you look at Proverbs chapter 29 verse 3, say, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and haughty spirit before fall. If we will take the instruction of God, then we will let the heart of Jesus Christ, our brother and our Lord, be in us. And by that time, we will know and we will be sure that we are on the path to the kingdom of God.